This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. On Capitol Hill, many U.S. lawmakers are labeling WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange as a person who went rogue, who should be served justice. The reaction comes after he was remanded in custody after he faced court Thursday following his arrest at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. AP correspondent Eric Tucker.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested pursuant to a U.S. extradition request. The Justice Department unsealed an indictment that was returned under seal last year that accused him of conspiring with Chelsea Manning in computer hacking. Currently, Julian Assange faces a single count indictment, a computer hacking conspiracy count that carries up to 5 years in prison. He has indicated through his attorneys that he intends to fight any extradition demand. There has been a long debate about press freedom and Julian Assange. Is he a journalist? Is he entitled to the same sorts of media protections that other journalists would get? The Justice Department may have sidestepped that argument by charging him unrelated to the publication, but rather the means by which he obtained it.
That's AP correspondent Eric Tucker reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump expressed willingness Thursday to hold another summit with North Korea's leader to try to reach a sweeping denuclearization deal. We get details from VOA's Steve Herman at the White House.
There are various smaller deals that could happen, Trump said to a reporter in the Oval Office when asked if he could accept any agreements shy of denuclearization.
You can work out step-by-step pieces, but at this moment, we're talking about the big deal. The big deal is we have to get rid of the nuclear weapons.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in told Trump that the first summit the U.S. president held in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last June led to a significant reduction of tension on the Korean Peninsula and that there is a need for a third summit. A second summit in Hanoi earlier this year ended prematurely with no agreement. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
And this is VOA News. President Donald Trump said Thursday that he believes a top U.S. government law enforcement official spied on his 2016 campaign, echoing the claim first offered without evidence by his new attorney general, William Barr. His assessment came a day after Barr told a Senate committee that he believed spying did occur during the campaign, although it was not clear exactly what he was referring to. The U.S. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court on several occasions authorized surveillance of Mr. Trump's foreign affairs aide, Carter Page. Protest leaders and analysts predict more change as Sudan adjusts to a new reality without the president who led the country for three decades. And a surprise address Thursday, that aired on national television, the defense minister announced that the military had staged a coup, ousting President Omar al-Bashir. The minister asked for a return to calm and said the military would close Sudanese borders until further notice and impose a curfew from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. local time. A pro and anti-exit Brexit supporters have vowed to step up their campaigns after European Union leaders gave Britain a six-month extension to the process of leaving the bloc. That extension of the so-called Article 50 process averts immediate concerns of Britain leaving without an exit agreement with the European Union. The new deadline is October 31st. The delay could mean Britain will take part in EU elections scheduled in May. And there are still few signs that British lawmakers will approve Theresa May's proposed Brexit deal, further prolonging the political chaos. The Taliban says it has temporarily stopped the International Committee of the Red Cross and the World Health Organization from carrying out relief work in the areas it controls in Afghanistan, and it has revoked security guarantees for their staff. The Islamist insurgent group alleged in a statement Thursday that it has found WHO staff involved in some suspicious activities during vaccination campaigns and that the ICRC failed to practically implement pledges given to the Taliban. The statement did not elaborate. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told the Senate Armed Services Thursday that America needs a space force to maintain its world leadership. Shanahan said that Russia and China are, in his words, weaponizing space.
Both China and Russia have weaponized space with the intent to hold American capabilities at risk. Every member of this committee has access to the classified threat picture, but the bottom line is the next major conflict may be won or lost in space.
Some committee members expressed skepticism about the need for another branch of the military. Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.